On behalf of the Board of Trustees and the administration, faculty, and staff, we welcome the graduates, family members, and friends to the April 2003 commencement. On this beautiful spring day, the graduates have reached an important milestone on a path that is never ending. The reception of a degree should not signal the end, but the beginning of the learning process. It is a marker that indicates you know how to learn. This is an extraordinary class. Most of today's graduates have participated in a research or creative activity wherein they've explored the frontiers of their chosen disciplines. As a consequence, graduate and undergraduate students both have published papers, presented at conferences, and exhibited creative works. The premise for this type of environment, which we're creating at Brigham Young University, is that the teaching and learning process is most effective when the student is engaged in the creation of knowledge. Participation in research and creative activities brings an intensity often lacking in education. Acceptance rates for BYU students into graduate programs illustrates the quality of today's graduates. I learned recently that 94% of BYU students applying for dental school were accepted. Acceptance rates for BYU students applying for medical, law, business, and other graduate programs are 30 to 40% above the national norms. During the current academic year, BYU students placed first or second in a number of national or international competitions in such fields as computer science, mathematics, engineering, music, journalism, visual arts, technology, political science, and teacher education. And I'm sure that I missed some. The quality of BYU students is becoming so well known that presidents of leading institutions have called in recent months inquiring how their universities could become more involved with BYU and how they could attract more BYU students into their graduate programs. For the second consecutive academic year, the number of graduates will exceed 9,300. In fact, today again is a new high in terms of the number of students graduating, 1,800 more graduates today than one decade ago. The 9,300 figure is significant because it represents one-third of the entire student body who will leave us this year. Today's students are more determined to complete their studies and are taking more credits per semester. Consequently, the time to graduation has dropped 1.2 semesters in the last few years. The youngest graduate today is 19 years old, a graduate in accounting. The oldest is 91. Elder Ballard and I had the honor of presenting to Laird Snellgrove, who received his degree in a special ceremony shortly before his death a few weeks ago. BYU's independent study program allowed him to fulfill a dream that he had had for more than 60 years. It also has helped others, a number of others, complete their education, who are graduating with us today. With this April graduation, more than 100 Bachelor of General Studies students have received degrees since the inception of the program just 4 years ago. And there are now 1,300 students in the program. Through this program, which allows students to complete a degree online, if they've had 30 or more hours on campus, among that group today are two mothers who set a goal of graduating, one with a son and the other with a daughter, after 30 years of wanting to finish. Would Rachel Creswell and Linda Tilton, who will graduate with us today and who set their goals 30 years ago, please stand and be recognized. Over the years, we've had a lot of, especially young women, leave here before they finished because they tried to help their husbands finish their degrees and then went with them when they got their employment. Out of the 1,300 who are in the BGS program today, 87% are those women who are wanting to finish. And now with our online program, no matter where they are, they can find us. Even if their husbands keep moving, they don't lose us. Today's degree recipients come from all 50 states, one U.S. territory, and 52 foreign countries. Currently, there are students on campus from more than 120 countries in all 50 states. Today, Sister Bateman and I graduate with you. We're part of the class of 2003. It provides me with an opportunity to issue a final presidential challenge to the class. It is my firm conviction that your presence at Brigham Young University is not by happenstance. I believe you are part of an old prophet's vision, Isaiah's vision, in which he saw, quote, many people go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, to be taught of his ways and to learn how to walk in his paths. You have come here to be educated in both mind and spirit. The buildings and the campus are sacred. They've been dedicated to the God of Jacob, and I believe they're part of his house. I believe this because a form of Isaiah's vision was given to three members of the BYU community during its earliest days. First, to Carl G. Mazur, the early architect and president. Next, to Alfred Kelly, a student. And third, to Sidney Sperry, a faculty member. In each case, in the dreams, they saw hundreds of buildings before they existed, and thousands of students gathered from nations across the earth, even though the students in their day were few in number and from the local community. In each case, the dream gave them the courage to hold on through difficult times. Therefore, brothers and sisters, you are not here by accident. You've been seen in vision many times. And you've been provided an extraordinary education, largely at church expense. Thus, what is your responsibility as you leave? First, you know the truth. In addition to the things of the earth, you've been taught eternal principles. The only way that swords will be turned into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks is through your living and sharing these truths. Your leadership is needed in this world if peace is to be realized. In order to be a leader, you must be true to the principles that have been taught. There are absolutes. There are rights and wrongs. There is a God to whom we'll ultimately answer. If we're to be leaders in our communities, we must be honest. We must be fair, respectful of others, and then accountable for our actions. There's a principle of leadership that I would like you to remember as you leave. It is the following. If you take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves. The world has turned this principle upside down. There are many who believe that it is okay to cheat in the little things. It is okay to, quote Nephi, to commit a little sin, to lie a little, take advantage of one because of his words. Dig a pit for thy neighbor. There's no harm in this, for tomorrow we die. The problem is that cheating in the little things leads to cheating in the big ones. The demise of large corporations in recent years began with small acts of dishonesty, which led to larger and larger ones. Would you remember that principle? Please take care of the little things, and then the big things will take care of themselves. Sister Bateman and I express our love and appreciation for 7 wonderful years. It took us longer to graduate than most of you. It is our prayer that you will be true to the spiritual foundations laid for you at this remarkable institution, and that you will accept the challenge of becoming leaders in your communities. Sister Bateman and I ask our Heavenly Father's blessings on you and extend our love to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.